Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now we begin at the Lord's instruction in praying about my part of this convention to go back to the very basic fundamentals of the name of Jesus, why it's so powerful, how was it ministered to him? Where did it come from? And the greatness of Jesus' name, the greatness of it. And we talked about the greatness of his name. Jesus inherited his name from God. We found that out in Hebrews chapter 1, the first 5 verses. He inherited his name. So the power in his name can only be measured by the power of the one from whom he inherited it.
That's right.
That's the only way you can measure it. Measured by the power of God, the size of the city, size of the state, size of the nation. You can't measure the power behind the name of Jesus.
Come on.
He humbled himself even to the cross. Second chapter of the book of Philippians, we read it. Humbled himself even to death. And became a sacrifice for your sins and mine, your sickness and mine, your disease and mine, your poverty and mine. He was made to be sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
That's magnificent. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. So, and we talked about that. His name was conferred upon him by the Father. Conferred upon him. The Father called him by his name. Amen. It was conferred upon him. Philippians chapter 2. Let's turn there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you. You have to let this mind be in you. Which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. You let that mind be in you because you are a joint heir with the Son of the living God. Joint heir. Jim Tomlin, joint heir. Glory to God, Krista, joint heir. Not sub-heir. Sitting, he sits at the right hand of the Father. We sit at the right hand of Jesus. We've been raised up with him, made to sit with him in the heavenlies. Praise God. That name, which is above every name, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and had given him, not a name, we went to several different translations, he gave him the name.
Yes.
Gave him his name.
Yes.
The name beyond pronunciation. It's spelled in Hebrew, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Oh, I was just lying in bed one night. I said, oh, God, teach me the name. And, oh, it just flooded my spirit. And for a while, I could hardly say it. And I began to realize the awesome respect that the scribes of old had for that name. Before they would write it, they would leave and bathe and put on clean clothes before they would dare write that name. I don't care if it was 15 times on one page. You bathe 15 times before you write that name. We have a lot to learn. Amen. I'm like Brother Hagin, the more I know, the more I realize how much I don't know. We know so little, but we're gaining on it, praise God, because of the sweetness of His Spirit to put up with this little children. Hallelujah. Amen. And that name. Now, He achieved the authority in His name by conquest. Let's look in the book of Colossians. I'm going to start with the 10th verse of the second chapter. And you are in Him. That started out good, didn't it? You are in Him made full, and having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. He is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. And we're in Him. In Him also, you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, but in a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ, the stripping off the body of flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature with its passions and lusts. Now listen to me. In the Spirit, I am totally convinced because of that scripture and other scriptures and what the Lord has said to me over the years. In your spirit. Timmy, you have a cut.
Hallelujah.
Scar. Where you died. Mm-hmm. Where you were killed with the word of God. But nevertheless, you live.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
You, but Christ in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
And Satan can see that. Your spirit has been circumcised by the sword of the Spirit of God. You are marked.
Amen.
You are marked for greatness. And there's a target on you. And Satan hates you. Well, so what? I hate him.
Amen.
God hates him and I hate him. And however much I love God, that's how much I hate him.
Amen.
But I've learned some stuff. Oh, are you listening? Thus, you were circumcised when you were buried with Him in your baptism, in which you were also raised with Him to a new life through your faith in the working of God as displayed when He raised Him up from the dead. And you who were dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful carnal nature, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions. Listen, this is what I want you to get. Let me read it, the 14th verse. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. But listen, having counseled. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, Lord. Canceled. Blotted out the handwriting. Canceled. Wiped it out. That's the reason. Tonight, you are not who you used to be.
Amen.
You're not even who you were yesterday.
Amen.
Because every day, as far as God is concerned, is a new day.
Amen.
Yesterday is dead and gone. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, his conquest over Satan in hell. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Let's look at verse 4 from the Classic Amplified. Besides this evidence, it was also established and plainly endorsed by God, who showed his approval of it by signs and wonders and various miraculous manifestations of his power, and by imparting the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the believers according to his own will, for it was not to angels that God subjected the habitable world of the future of which we are speaking. It has been solemnly and earnestly said in a certain place, what is man that you're mindful of him, or the son of man that you graciously and helpfully care for and visit and look after him? Excuse me. For some little time, you have ranked him lower than and inferior to the angels. Now, what does that mean? Who is Satan? A fallen angel. And all of his emissaries are fallen beings. And we know from Scripture at least a third of the angels followed him in that mess. Well, he is the angel of death. And he had to become obedient to death. Are you listening to me now? Now listen. We had to have faith in him.
Amen.
To be alive.
Amen.
Tracy, he had to have faith to die.
Oh, yes, sir.
He never did anything wrong. He had to yield. What did it say? He humbled himself and became obedient to death. Why? Because of me. Because of you. And he had to go to hell and paid the price. This conquest of the devil. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. You need to search the Scriptures on this. I can only, in these few short times, just kind of skim the surface. Search the Scriptures on this. Luke 11:22. This is Jesus speaking. The 20th verse. No, let's go on back to the 17th verse. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I with the finger of God, just the finger of God, get, and that's all it takes, or just a word. He cast out the devils with his word and healed all that were sick. Oh, I love it. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. When a stranger, stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him and takes from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoils. The devil trusts in fear. That's his weapon. He doesn't have anything. Jesus stripped him of everything else. And then, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. I'll do that. Matthew 16, 19. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter. That's when Jesus changed his covenant name. And he became the Apostle Peter from that day. Gloria and I got married. She changed her name. A covenant was established. Amen.
Amen.
And she has no trouble writing checks in my name. She didn't have to stop and think, I wonder if they'll cash this. I haven't been to Copeland very long. They'd cashed it the first day. Yes. Once you got your driver's license changed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Covenant. And it's so revealing right here. I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock. Now what rock? The rock of revelation knowledge. My Father showed you this, that I'm the Christ. You didn't get this out of your head. Upon this rock of revelation knowledge, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And by misreading that, and people thought that the church was built on him, but it wasn't. Amen. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The keys of the kingdom. Not the keys to the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. Big difference. Huge difference. Let me show you some things here. Brother Steve, the janitor of the bank has a key. He can open certain rooms in that bank because he needs to clean them. He has a key. Other employees of the bank have the keys necessary to do their job. But the president of the bank has the keys of the bank. He can open everything in there. Vault, money boxes. He has access to everything in the bank. He has the keys of the bank. You and I have the keys of the kingdom. Amen. And the revelation keys, and we've learned something and about the treasures of God. We've learned something about the healing keys, and we've learned something that not nearly enough yet, but we know some things about the financial keys of the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's huge. But here is the treasure chest. And all the keys are in here. They're covenant keys. And they are revelation keys that open treasure vaults of different kinds. Because the name will open every heavenly door. The name is the master key. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign, October 28th through the 30th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year. It's in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 28th through the 30th. Admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Whether you've remained constant and confident in the face of what is happening in the world in your life, or have felt the pressure of fear try to take control of your thoughts and conversations, understanding and emphasizing the authority we have through the name of Jesus and how to use His name changes everything. In the Power of the Name package, Kenneth Copeland teaches on the foundational scriptures and revelation that taught him to use the name of Jesus since the beginning of his ministry in 1967. Included is a 6-message audio series titled Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, with a companion study guide of topical overviews, outlines, questions, and space to take notes as you listen to the teachings. As part of the family of God, you have the right to use the name of Jesus and all the power that is behind it to change habits, mindset, and the physical world around you. With the power of God released in your life through speaking the name of Jesus, your life will be transformed. There is a name that is above every other name. Request your free copy of the Power of the Name of Jesus package, an MP3 series with study guide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a member of the family of God, you have the right and authority to use that name and walk out your victory. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Brother Copeland shared that he's taking us back to the basic fundamentals of the name of Jesus. And today, we learned that Jesus achieved the authority in His name by conquest over the devil. God gave Jesus His name, and we receive that name with all the authority and the victory that goes with it, praise God, when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives. There is power in His name. And we want to help you go deeper in your understanding of the name of Jesus, and that's why Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are making this free resource available to you. It's a package entitled, The Power in the Name of Jesus. It's an audio series and a book by Brother Copeland, and he takes you through steps providing insight and revelation that faith in the name is having faith in Jesus. You see, you and I need to keep our minds on Jesus, because when we renew our minds to God's power, that's when we can live the life that He intended for us. And as a born-again child of God, you've been given the right, you've been given the authority to use the name of Jesus, but without faith, there is no power to operate those promises. Faith is the power source, and operating by faith in the name of Jesus gives you the ability to overcome and to be victorious in this life. So, request your free copy of this teaching series on KCM.org. And then the Omaha Live Victory Campaign is next week. We invite you to join Brother Copeland and Jerry Sabell from Omaha, Nebraska, October 28th through the 30th. And I encourage you to set aside these 3 days to experience total immersion in God's Word. I'm telling you, this is an atmosphere of faith where you can learn the Word, you receive revelation, you get answers from God, and we worship together. We get strong in faith as we spend time in His presence. To register for this free event, go to KCM.org. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.